Chapter 6. Mr. Brownlow.
Oliver was very ill. Mr. Brownlow and his housekeeper looked after him. Poor child. He's very weak.
I think he has had a hard life.
After some days, he was better. You must rest, my child. Tell me your name.
My name's Oliver. You are very kind to me.
He saw a painting on the wall. Do you like that picture, Oliver?
Yes, the lady is beautiful, but she looks sad.
How strange. Look at the picture. The eyes, the head, the mouth. They are the same as Oliver's.
Oliver was very happy in Mr. Brownlow's house.
Please let me stay here with you.
Yes, Oliver, you can stay. But tell me something about you.
He began to tell Mr. Brownlow the story of his life. There was a knock at the door.
It's my friend, Mr. Grimwig.
Ah, so that's the boy. Who is he? What is he? Where is he from? Be careful, Brownlow. I don't trust the boy. If he is honest, I'll eat my head.
Mr. Brownlow picked up some books.
I must send these books back to the shop this evening.
Oliver can take them, if you trust him.
Yes. Please let me take them. I'll run all the way.
All right. And here is some money to give to the bookseller.
Oliver left with the books.
He'll be back here in 20 minutes.
No. Now he has money, he'll go back to his friends. If he comes back here, I'll eat my head.
Nancy and Bill Sykes were in the street near the bookshop.
Look! It's Oliver!
They ran after him and caught him.
Help! Help! Oliver, you naughty boy! Why did you run away from home?
Come home to your poor mother.
At Mr. Brownlow's house, the two old men sat and waited in silence.